This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Landlords could be banned from using software that relies on algorithmic pricing. It analyzes what buildings in the area are charging to help landlords figure out how high they could potentially rent a unit. Apartment owners say the method helps them set rent efficiently, but opponents say it's unfair. If a bill in the state house passes, Colorado would be one of the first states to limit the software's use. Colorado Muslims celebrated the end of Ramadan today. Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
People filled a field at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, where the Colorado Rapids play in Commerce City, for Eid al-Fitr prayers to end the holy month. The annual observance, led by the Colorado Muslim Society, attracted thousands of worshippers.
About 10,000? I'm not exaggerating to say that.
That's Muhammad Saliman, a visiting imam from Egypt who gave the sermon. While it was a celebratory mood, he said conflicts around the world are still on the minds of many.
If my brother is suffering in Gaza, in Palestine, in Yemen, in any place of the world, I suffer.
Advocates for Palestinian civilians were hoping a ceasefire might happen before Ramadan began.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
A fire at the Evraz steel mill in Pueblo last week happened in a mostly empty building used to store non-hazardous materials. That's according to a statement from the company. Evraz says mill operations were unaffected. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.